all of this so far I could do on my own in my basement. But there comes a point where presumably I've got to go out and check out my idea against other people's opinions, people who have some expertise or knowledge in that market.
You do, but before you go out and validate your idea, it's very important to commit it to paper. And I know in the workbook we have a great tool that helps you create a detailed idea description. And it really provides you a framework just to have the discipline to commit in writing your idea. And what you'll find is a lot of times people can talk through an idea at 50,000 feet, you know, in a very conceptual way. But as soon as they have to start committing pen to paper, or in this case, filling out a template, it really helps crystallize their thinking. All of a sudden, they look at it from a different perspective. And I'll give you an idea of some of the questions you should be asking yourself. You know, first and foremost, you should be able to write in two or three sentences what product or services you're going to offer. But then start asking yourself, too, what consumer needs will your business fulfill? Who's going to buy your product or service? What's preventing competitors from getting into this space? It helps flesh out what your idea really is and what value and benefit it brings to what markets. So before you talk to anybody, go through the discipline process of filling out that detailed idea description.
That sounds like a vital step.
I think it's a critical step. And again, what you'll find in entrepreneurship many times is people have a passion and they kind of rush to market. They try to rush to market. And oftentimes, if you rush to market too quickly, you get frustrated because you haven't gone through that systematic process of A, B, C, and D.